Panui Newsletter, Crown Response Office, the 19th of February 2025. Producers note, this document shows the logo of the Crown Response to the Abuse in Care Inquiry. Featuring the crown crest on the left and the Maori proverb Maafakarongo Maako Kahuri Tetai, which means listen and learn to create change. Listening, learning, changing sits above this proverb. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 10th of April 2025. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicoms.nz followed by a slash in then 4 digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Panui Newsletter, Crown Response Office, the 19th of February 2025. Kia ora. In this newsletter we share information about a new survivor-focused fund and the release of decisions about redress for survivors of torture at the Lake Alice Child and Adolescent Unit. The Survivor-Focused Fund. The Survivor Support and Recognition Fund is now available for local authorities to care for unmarked graves, non-government organizations and community groups to deliver support and services to survivors of abuse in care. The Abuse in Care Royal Commission of Inquiry found there are at least 4,000 unmarked graves associated with psychiatric and psychopedic sites in Auckland, Waikato, Nelson, Rangitika, Horowhenua, Porirua, Otago, Westland and Canterbury. All local authorities with sites in those areas can apply for the fund to memorialise, remember and honour those who died in care and are buried in unmarked graves in ways that are appropriate for local communities. The fund is also available to support initiatives by non-governmental organizations that help survivors in practical ways, like connecting with their communities, navigating redress processes, finding their care records, and reconnecting with family and whānau. The fund is administered by Community Operations Hāpai Hapori. Eligible local authorities or non-government organizations and community groups can find out about the fund. To find more information about the Survivor Support and Recognition Fund, you can visit the Community Matters website, aicoms.nz/6330, or email ssrf@dia.govt.nz, or phone 0800-824-824, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Proactive release of information on redress for Lake Alice survivors of torture. The government has proactively released the following information about decisions relating to redress for survivors of torture at the Lake Alice Child and Adolescent Unit. Cabinet Paper, Redress for Survivors of Torture at the Lake Alice Child and Adolescent Unit. SOU-24-MIN-0158, Cabinet Social Outcomes Committee Minute of Decision, 4 December 2024. CAB-24-MIN-0516, Cabinet Minute of Decision, 16 December 2024. Proactive release of information about decisions relating to redress for survivors of torture at the Lake Alice Child and Adolescent Unit PDF 8.5 MB is at aicoms.nz/2203. To find the documents about the proactive release of information about Lake Alice redress, you can visit the Abuse Inquiry Response website aicoms.nz/6113. Summary of redactions. Section 9(2)(g)(1) to maintain the effective conduct of public affairs through the free and frank expression of opinion. Section 9(2)(h) to maintain legal professional privilege. Maamihi, Crown Response Office. Producers note, this audio version of this document was produced on the 10th of April 2025 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited. 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10050. Phone 09320-4173. Email info@aicoms.co.nz. Website www.aicoms.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text-to-speech with a broadcast-quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.